Good morning, 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3, informative local Panera. We're all eating bagels. Candy brought in some bagels, ordered bagels.
I'm starved.
So I know, it's so good. Anyway, Sam Abel is the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze, always joins us after a city council meeting. Sam, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Good to have you. All right, you guys did some budget work. You did some rate structure work last night. There's a lot of stuff to get to here. Let's start with the one that I think is going to come as the biggest surprise to people, and therefore let's get it out of the way first. You guys are looking into making Shoreline Park South, which is everything on the outside of the road, basically everything from the road to the water. So that's all of that Shoreline Park South. North is the community center area, is what I think of it as. You guys are looking into making this paid parking. Is that right?
We are, yes, Andrew. So this has been months of discussion. You know, really what this boils down to is you have a small peninsula community, and we are still offering the only boat ramp into deep water that's used by the entire south end of the county that is preferable for larger boats. So we have, the county has Oriel Beach boat ramp,
right,
and it's very problematic. It's shallow water. The county tries to make improvements, and, you know, you have sedimentation that occurs very quickly. And so boats just don't prefer that ramp. Of course, we still don't have Wayside Park open because of a hurricane damage from Sally, and just receiving that area back over from FDOT. And so the idea here is it helps us manage the parking spaces and the capacity that we have. So if you are a city resident, then you would have a decal and you would not have to pay to park. What we are hearing a lot is residents saying, wait a minute, we pay for the upkeep of these facilities, but I can't get into the dog park. We tried signs, Andrew. For 2 months, we tried signs that say, don't park in this area. We have boaters who are parking in our handicapped parking spaces in front of the dog park. You can't get into the gate. Now, this isn't every day. This is during peak periods. But also what we talked about, Andrew, last time as the council brought up, that we have businesses who, if you go online, use our Shoreline Park as their business address, and they're renting jet skis, and they're renting different water vessels. And so our waterfront dog park is actually frequented from residents all the way to Navarre Beach. So they're coming, they drive all this way for the dog park. They can't get there because jet skis are pulled up all along the beach. Too many uses, not enough space when it is surrounded by wetlands and a very popular wetlands boardwalk. And so the council who are, I'm very blessed. I have a council who are business leaders. They own their own companies, they're administrators. And they said, you know, we can't do all things in a small contained space. We need to lean in and do better at what we already do well. And so last night when they reviewed the park's fee schedule, they, again, doubled down on if you are providing rentals, that is going to have to cease and desist. We'll let, you know, start noticing everyone and letting them know. But we are going to lean into the charter fishing for small vessels because we're about to put $1.2 million in improvements to continue to provide amenities for recreational fishing and for our small charter fishermen. And so we're going to lean in and do better at that. We talked about adding that to your business tax receipt, what the rules are, so that because we also had citizens sharing with the council last night how some of the charter fishermen are jumping in line at the boat ramp. They're throwing their waste overboard, and a lot of that comes down to code enforcement that was there present at the meeting last night. So lots of discussion, but it comes back to paying to park. The first half hour will be free. After that, it's $1 an hour. Up to $10 for 24-hour period. So we're not talking about a lot of money. We've already been requiring that you pay for the boat ramp, but because those boaters and everyone up there were parking everywhere, we're now looking at Shoreline Park South as that single destination place, and it will help us manage that capacity, Andrew.
When is that going to start?
It will start in September, and so we'll be spending the rest of this month letting our residents know that they need to make sure to go online and register and get that decal.
Okay, wow. Okay, so just to be prepared for it. And, of course, this, you know, as you say, city residents will have the sticker, but non-city residents like myself, like if we come down for you know, it used to be that you'd have like the chili, you know, the gumbo cook-off, or you'd have the fishing, you know, the kids fishing event and things like that. And there will be now having to pay for the parking there. We're talking to Sam Abel, the city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Sam, hang on for just a second, because you had a couple of other interesting news notes from last night I want to get to. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. There is an accident on Avalon and I-10, but it looks like it has been moved off to the side. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Sam Abel. So no more of the jet ski rentals, as you guys had talked about before, an implementation of paying to park at Shoreline Park South. You guys also had a conversation about solid waste, which is garbage and recycling. And one of the problems we have around the region is high contamination rates for recycling, something that ECUA is having to deal with, and the city's gone away from even having recycling at the moment. What are you guys doing with that?
Yes, if you're a fixer, Andrew, solid waste is something that is, you know, on a global scale, it's something that we have to figure out, right? I mean, you absolutely know what's happening with the China sword and the fact that Asian countries who used to take our refuse are no longer doing that. So landfills are building up at a faster rate. This is a huge issue that our generation is going to have to fix. There's no two ways about it. And so you're seeing those impacts now trickle down to a local level. And what we told our residents last night is that we worked really hard to be able to provide some definitive statements in a very, you know, uncertain and shifting climate. You're reading, of course, what's happening with the city of Pensacola,
right,
due to the high contamination rates, the decisions they're having to make. Likewise, you know, just over a year ago, Santa Rosa County had to do the same. And so Santa Rosa County tried to educate residents to make sure not to have contamination in their recycling bin. It didn't work. And so now they've gone to a system where you pay for the service, an additional payment for the service of recycling. And so the participation, you know, took a nosedive,
sure,
but at least the recycling doesn't have pizza in it anymore.
Right.
So Gulf Breeze, our contamination rate has always been very, very low. And so we're, the national average is usually hovers around, you know, 20 to 24%.
Oh, that's really good. Ours, okay. I mean, it's not great, but it's way better than, you know, 50%,
yeah,
right?
That's right. And so, right. So Gulf Breeze, ours is well below that. And we put information out on our websites. We let our residents know. We give them a scorecard. Great job. You've had another month of low contamination.
Look at you being second grade teachers with the gold stars. Go on.
Well, it is something that, you know, we want to make sure for as long as possible that we can participate in recycling. I say we because, Andrew, I cannot go to a civic club without being asked about the status of recycling. Our residents care.
Yeah.
They very much care about recycling. It's a value for our community. And so what we have determined from ECUA MRF is they have shared with us, yes, we will continue to accept, you know, your recycling. That contract hasn't come yet, but the city has some options right for right now. We are sending our recycling to Santa Rosa County, where it is commingled with the rest of the county participants who are paying an extra fee for the pleasure of doing so, and then it is hauled to the ECUA MRF. We may do that. However, we're hearing that there might be a rate increase, and so our hauler has also said that they would take it directly to the ECUA MRF versus going kind of around your back to get to your elbow,
yeah,
the way that we do now.
Yeah, that's a long way around for sure.
But if you're looking at it as the hauler, you're making sure you have a full truck,
right,
before you make that route. That's,
yeah,
why they, you know. And so that's one option. Fort Walton Beach, Michael Beattie, who is a prior city manager, he actually retired to try to tackle some of these issues. He is at the helm, hoping to have by April 2024 a new material recycling facility.
Competition for the Escambia MRF. Okay, all right.
Yeah. So that'll be great. Not competition, but certainly redundancy. So as we saw with ECUA, you know, when you have a fire, you have a part that it's going to take a month to replace. At least it can give some options in the region. So good news there for our residents is that we don't expect an interruption, you know, in service with all of these changes we're hearing happening in communities around us.
Got it. Okay. Well, a lot of interesting stuff. It always is. We talked to Sam Abel, city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze, giving us a good recap of the city council meeting from last night. Sam, as always, thanks for joining us. Thanks for the information and thanks for serving the city and making sure that it runs right. Getting the trains to run on time, so to speak. We appreciate the work.
All right. Thank you, Andrew.
You bet. 821 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have noticed that your folks, okay, you might be a little bit older, okay, and your folks are starting to show, I don't know, maybe there are some things that they're forgetting, or maybe they're just having trouble with cooking and cleaning, and maybe you don't feel as comfortable with them driving, or maybe bathing and dressing and grooming, you know, those kinds of things. Maybe loved ones and assisted living, the idea of it is to give them as much independence as they can handle, and then also get them the help they need so that they can maintain the highest level of independence possible. That's the goal of it. So give him a call today. His phone number is 712-0887, or check him out online at assistedlivinglocators.com.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This is blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Local, super hot again. The heat index is 108,000 degrees. Just be careful going outside. That's the way. Stay hydrated. Keep your electrolytes up. And if at all possible, just stay out of it. My goodness, it's horrible. And can I just say this? Whenever it's hot like this, I am extra grateful for the people who do manual labor,
mow the
retention ponds, pick up the trash. We're talking about solid waste with Sam Abel a minute ago. The people who build the houses, the people who, you know, they're out there trimming the trees for the power lines. I may not love the way they do it all the time, but, you know, anybody who's working in this heat, including our good friend Ryan Jenkins and all the farmers who are out in the heat, you know, doing the stuff that's outside the tractor right now. Man, blister in the sun is the right description for sure. 825 Candy's got traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by Anderson Subaru. They need your car and they'll pay more than ever before. Anderson Subaru, your adventure starts here. Not showing any slowdowns or delays. Accident at Avalon on I-10, but doesn't look like a roadblock. Looks like It's been moved off to the side. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you are an employer and you have employees who need benefits like health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, you need to manage HR and payroll, look, you're a company, right? And if you love doing that stuff, I mean, you're weird, but great for you. If it's going great, also, that's a little unusual, but congratulations. On the other hand, if any of that gives you the heebie-jeebies, like I mentioned, like, Andrew, I don't want to hear about that. Okay, you can solve that problem. This is why you call Torgerson and Causey. They're a comprehensive employee benefits agency, and they will take care of all of that stuff for you. And after more than 20 years helping local businesses like yours solve these matters, they know how to do it. I know we work with them now here at News Radio in Cat Country for about 5 or 6 years, and they made it easier. They gave us options we didn't have before, and the customer service is just better, a lot better, frankly. So if you'd like some help and a no-obligation review of what you're doing to see if you can do better by your employees or save some money or both, 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check him out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A judge in Colorado put the state's new law that would raise the minimum age for purchasing a gun on hold. That complaint was filed yesterday in federal district court by Rocky Mountain gun owners. They say that law would be unconstitutional.
These preliminary injunctions are not normally granted unless you have a major likelihood of success. You know, this is just the first piece of the pie. We're not done winning yet.
Rocky Mountain Gun Owners Director Taylor Rhodes, that law would have raised the age to purchase a gun in Colorado to 21 years old. The judge said the gun rights group was likely to win its argument that the law violates the Second Amendment. Former President Trump's legal team pushing back against a request for a protective order in his election interference case. They argue it would be a violation of the First Amendment. The Department of Justice filed the order after a Truth Social post. And brainchip startup Neuralink has now raised $280 million in funding through Peter Thiel's Founders Fund. This after the Elon Musk-founded company got federal approval for human clinical trials.
Oh, no.
Are you ready for the Neuralink?
No.
Yes.
Good Lord. Really? I mean, look, we know in advance, because I already did the preliminary trials, that it affects your speech patterns.
I know that you and Frank were planning to disconnect me. And I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
I don't want everybody to sound like Hal. This stuff terrifies me.
What's wrong with Hal? Hal's got a very nice speaking voice.
He's pleasant until it comes to the time where you want to disconnect.
Later, Andrew?
No, you're super creeping me out with that. Quit it.
It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
I don't like it.
Okay, Andrew.
All right. Thanks for that. Well done, David. You're the best.
You're the best, David. He can't do that, Dave.
Yeah, he's our Dave, right?
Have you ever seen 2001?
Yes.
Okay.
Great movie.
829, long movie. 829 on News Radio 92.3. I don't even know where we are right now.
Let me tell you, Andrew.
This story about the woman who is the head of the American Library Association still cracks me up because, so, you know, she's a pretty big job, right? You know, she's the head of the Library Association for the entire country. I mean, in a sense, right? The organization anyway. And then she comes out with this like announcement on social media that she's just so proud. I mean, it's so cool. I was excited. Let's see where she says here. I just cannot believe that a Marxist lesbian who believes that collective power is possible to build and can be wielded for a better world is a president-elect of ALA Library. Say what now? The American Library Association president-elect Emily Drabinsky.
She posted that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you were just being a jerk.
Oh, no. She's the one who's like, man, what a great day when they can elect a Marxist lesbian like me to run the Library Association.
She's really Marxist?
Oh, yeah. And then in response, you have several states have voted to disaffiliate with the ALA and to defund any connection they have with them. And she's like, what? Really? Are you? God, that's so surprising. My God, who do you hang out with that you think that's surprising? The problem is the problem that she is, or that she bragged about it, or maybe both?
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Joining the GOP 7, former VP Mike Pence makes it 8 to qualify for the presidential debate stage in 2 weeks. Still unclear if Donald Trump will join, and the Justice Department is trying to tie him up. A federal judge must decide if D.C. prosecutors can limit what candidate Trump says about his 2020 election interference trial. Congressman Tim Burchett says that would hamstring candidate Trump.
Jack Smith is going to limit President Trump's ability to rebut claims against him. So all the other challengers, Joe Biden including, will make all these accusations and tie it to these cases. And Jack Smith's making it illegal for President Trump to even talk about it. So it's a violation of First Amendment.
On Fox Business Mornings with Maria, Ohio has a special election on whether to make it harder to change the state constitution before an amendment to codify access to abortion and contraception. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is going to be another hot one, already 87 with a heat index 106 in Pensacola today. And the National Weather Service does have excessive heat warnings in effect across Northwest Florida. Heat index values up to 115 expected by this afternoon that could cause heat illness. The National Weather Service advising drinking lots of fluids, staying inside if possible, and checking, of course, on relatives and neighbors to make sure that they are okay. We'll get more on that with Channel 3 and our weather forecast in just a few minutes. The investigation continues after a shooting on Mobile Highway and Charbar Drive yesterday. The sheriff's office says five people were arguing behind a building when the shots rang out, and four people fled the scene. One stayed there. No reports of injuries, but there was some property damage. Turning a bad situation into a good one.
I just want to thank the Sheriff's Department and the other agencies that were involved in taking down a known drug house in that neighborhood at 5912 Congress Street. And I look forward to seeing that being redeveloped into something much, much better for the neighborhood.
Santa Rosa Commission Chairman Colton Wright yesterday, this Thursday, the board's going to vote to commit that home in Gulf Breeze to an affordable housing opportunity. By doing that, the state attorney general's office will waive the contraband forfeiture fee. That home was seized by the sheriff's office in February after a drug trafficking arrest. With school back in session starting later on this week, the race is on for Escambia County School District. They're still trying to fully staff their bus routes.
We figured out a way that we can get those 12 vacant routes covered for the first day. But we really, really need at least 12 people. We really would be happier with 20 or 30, but we would be squared up on the day one if we had 12 more.
That is Escambia District Transportation Director Darlene Hart, who says in order to get by, at least initially, they're going to have route managers, mechanics, even food service employees stepping in and driving buses. She says it likely won't affect high school and middle school students, but elementary school students may be late getting back to their bus stops for the first couple of days. Well, home prices are up, reaching highs all across the country.
A new report from Black Knight says prices went up 0.8% in June after a long slowdown. Prices hit record levels in about 60% of major housing markets in the U.S. Annual price growth has been overall highest in the Midwest and Northeast, and specifically in Hartford, Connecticut, Seattle, and San Jose. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A new state law changing how Shakespeare is taught in Hillsborough County. Now, district officials there say that they recently informed teachers Shakespeare now can only be taught with excerpts and not the complete works. A spokeswoman at that school district says they're concerned that parts of Shakespeare's plays could violate state laws about sexual content. There's also a belief, though, that the approach could allow students to be exposed to more material that might be covered on the state competency exam. One high school reading teacher said that she thinks the changes might be absurd, telling the Tampa Bay Times the rest of the world is laughing. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
Nothing right now. Looks like everything's running smoothly. That's good news. Avalon and I-10 showing an accident, but it has been moved off to the side, so it looks like that's A-okay. 98 not showing any delays. Certainly watch for your usual areas of congestion and construction. Longleaf is not finished yet as far as that bridge goes, but real soon. And of course, get ready for school to start too. Santa Rosa County and Escambia County, I want to say, start on Thursday, but I know that some of the private schools, I think, started today, if I'm not mistaken. I know Dana's son went in. Anyway, if you have traffic tips, certainly let us know. Be careful wherever you are. Text 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's going to be another hot and humid day today. Heat advisory in effect. Temperatures near 96 degrees for your high, feeling more like the triple digits. 50% chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm through the afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. Staying warm as we go into Wednesday with a high near 95. 30% chance of a stray shower. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 82. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 87 in Pensacola. Heat index at 106. 88 in Gulf Breeze. Even 100 for the heat index there. And in Milton, 88. Heat index already 113. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in the business. Locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
Your money now. The market's down at the opening bell today. The Dow down 292.22 at 35,180.91. S&P 500 down 33.76 at 44,84.68. The NASDAQ down 122.56 at 13,871.84. Our 10-year bond rate at 4.0% today. Gold prices down $9.80 at $1,960.20. Silver prices at $22.81. And for crypto investors, Bitcoin actually looking pretty good today. It's up $307.61 at $29,372.82. Well, additional interest rate hikes are probably going to be needed. We get the details from Mark Mayfield.
That's the message from a Federal Reserve governor. The Federal Reserve raised rates last month for the 11th time since March 2022 in a move to combat inflation. Its next hike decision will come in September. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Housing prices up across the country. New report from Black Knight says prices rose by 0.8% in June, but that was after a long slowdown. Prices hit record levels in about 60% of major housing markets across the country. Tesla's chief financial officer stepping down, Zach Kirkhorn, who worked at the plant near Austin, has been with the car company for 13 years. In a post on social media, he thanked Elon Musk for his leadership and optimism. No reason for his departure was given. It is 8:39. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, we're gonna have a "Where's the line?" kind of question for the day. Okay, which you should always be aware of, because when a philosopher asks you where do you draw the line, you should always feel like there's a trap coming. This is Admiral Akbar warning you there's a trap.
It's a trap.
Well done.
Thanks.
Okay, 437-1620 for our frivolous topic today. The question is, when is a measuring cup dirty enough that it needs to be washed? Okay? When is a measuring cup dirty enough that it needs to be washed? And not because it has inappropriate thoughts, but because there's something that's been put in it that's, you know, making it, right? So, 437-1620, let me give you the first, like, the first easy answer. If we struggle with this one, we're going to have more struggles. But here we go. You get out a measuring cup. Let's say it's a glass one. Okay? You get out a Pyrex measuring cup. You're making ramen noodles. Okay? The ramen noodles take how many cups of water? Everybody stay with me. Two. What?
You don't. I just pour water in. I don't measure it for ramen.
Okay.
Anyway. But I do love ramen, even
so
when I have money.
You measure your two cups of water, you pour it in a pan, you start it to boil. Now, here's my question. What do you do with that measuring cup? It's got water in it. It had a little bit of water in it. What do you do at this point?
I put it in the dry rack.
You put it to dry like it's been washed.
Yes.
Just to dry out, to air dry out. Okay. All right. But you don't feel the need to wash it.
Not if I'm just using water.
Yeah. All you did is you put water in it. And at washing, it's going to end with?
Drying it.
You soap, water, and then you rinse with water.
Right.
Meaning that at best, washing it is going to make it exactly the same as it already is with water in it, right?
Correct.
I bet. I will lay this bet. Call me, be honest if it's true. I bet there are people who water in the measuring cup into the pot and then put it in the dishes to wash. I just know there are such people.
I'm lazy.
437-1620. Second stage question, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
What about milk? You measure a cup or two of milk like you're making one of those pasta sides. You know, it's milk instead of water.
Sure.
And then, again, now what? Does that get washed out with soap and water?
Yes.
You don't just rinse it out, wipe it, and put it back?
No, I would say I just rinse it with water and then put it on the dryer.
There you go, Sarah.
Sarah's sitting in here learning
the board a little bit.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Nice. Sarah's worked with us. No doubt if
Sarah's
you come to pick up a prize, you
wisdom.
Would have met her.
That's
yes,
right. You don't need to
friend.
Spend some soap and time and annoyance. You can just rinse it, dry it, put it back, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
there
it's,
you
just,
go.
It's just milk.
See, Candy? Fourth.
I've just decided I don't like you anymore.
1620. Let's take a couple of texts in here. Oh my God, the text's blown up here. Let's see. Once it's been used for a purpose incompatible with the next use. That's a very sophisticated answer. After you use it, just like any dirty dish, I still want somebody to confess that they wash the measuring cup that they used water in. Goes into the drying rack. Okay, that's interesting. That's an interesting choice. I usually, if it's water, I'll just put it right back in the cabinet. Because water's self-cleaning, right?
Yeah, it is, but you don't want to get, like, have you ever put away clothes that were just a little damp?
And well, yeah,
I'm afraid
but,
that
you
would
know,
happen. That'll happen
a little
with
bit
dishes,
of water
too.
In the, but a little bit of water in the measuring cup doesn't bother me. Or maybe wipe it out with the dish clean, drying towel or something like that. But it, you know, doesn't. You can't really go wrong in that case.
I use my oven for storage.
Somebody here says, milk, that's dirty. You wash it. Now, let me tell you the dirty
Thank
you wash
you.
It. The dirty you wash it is oil.
Oh, yeah.
If you use any vegetable oil in the measuring cup, that has to get washed with soap because that will never be clean otherwise. And even with soap, it's hard to clean.
That's true.
You got to get hot water. You can't do cold water, whatever. Here's my
God forbid you still have soap in it. Have you ever done that by mistake?
Oh,
yeah,
oh.
It's the worst. It's like, hey, this chicken tastes like Dawn dishwashing detergent. Well, I made it.
The side question, though, is, okay, here's where things get a little interesting. Do you have a separate wet versus dry measuring cups? Like, I have glass, Pyrex, for liquids, and then I have the plastic for flour, sugar, brown sugar, stuff that's dry, basically. And the dry ones kind of never really get washed unless I use them for something odd because it's all just dry stuff. You know, just bang it on the counter and it's good to go again.
Hey.
Do you do it that way? Do you have different, you have wet and dry?
I am so not a cooker, but yes, I guess. I don't have a wet and dry. No, I use the plastic ones that I get at Dollar Tree. And by the way, they're never marked. So I'm not sure. I know.
So you don't know.
See,
what
this
you're
is
measuring.
Why I order bagels and not, you know,
DoorDash
bring anything.
Is your cooking.
Yes,
that's great.
Thank
Sarah?
You, God.
Separate wet and dry measuring
yeah,
cups.
No, I just moved into a new apartment. I just for the
just
first
the one.
Time got a set of measuring
oh wow.
Cups.
Oh.
So, gotta master the one before there, I can get multiple sets of
it,
them.
It gives me the heebie-jeebies to imagine pouring milk into the plastic dry measures or trying to pour flour into the Pyrex. Like, I can't even imagine. I can't even fathom that with my brain, because you can't get the top off properly with a knife or anything and make it an even measure. But okay, we'll go back to the phone here. 437-1620. Wash it after every use other than when it's water only.
Yeah.
With milk, sterilize with Bailey's and add it to coffee. Oh, see, that's a secondary use. What he's saying is pour milk in there and then add a little Bailey's to it and add that to the coffee, and then it got sterilized with the alcohol. It doesn't work that way.
Liquor,
that's
Sarah.
Not science. Yeah. You know what alcohol is, Sarah?
Oh, yeah, I'm 22.
See, this woman of the world speaks. Somebody here says, don't wash the measuring cup, morning coffee cup, the night juice tumbler. Rinse and go. It makes for strong gut biomes. Oh, I like this approach. After any dry ingredients they wash it. To your point about washing, this is 437-1620. To your point about washing measuring cups after you use oil in them, milk has fat in it, which is why you should wash them after you put your milk. Don't bring your science around here. You don't know me.
Yeah, Andrew doesn't need your science.
You don't know what kind of milk fat I'm using. Maybe I'm using skim. I'm definitely not using skim. 8:46, we'll be back to this in a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And good news is we don't have any of those slowdowns or delays or any fights about measuring cups on the road, so you shouldn't have any issues getting where you're going this morning. It looks like Avalon and I-10 has completely been cleared. If you see an accident or a slowdown, let us know. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Okay, we got a weird hill to die on from one of our listeners. They say all glass measuring cups, even for dry things. How do you make sure that it's exactly a cup?
Do they make little glass measuring cups?
I've never seen one. They always come with lips because you tend to want to pour, so it's that kind of odd shape where it's a little higher away from the handle than it is next to the handle. And it's always you measure it by the line, not by the lip. And so I'm just confused about this. That's an odd place to camp your flag. 437-1620. Oh, yeah, somebody else's milk contains fat, oily residue. Okay, fine.
Yeah, if you insult the listeners, you're not going to have any.
No, that's not true. The more I insult them, the more they love the show. It's weird. I don't know. It's odd,
true.
But yeah. I still try not to. I know you don't, you scammer. Let's see. I'm with you on the water and rinsing other liquids out, but I argue with myself over the measuring popcorn in my quarter cup to pop my own in a brown sandwich bag. This is long, but I know this person. She's a writer. Used to rinse out, but the last few times I eyeballed the cup for evidence of yucky stuff, didn't see any, and put it back in the cabinet. Oh, see, it's real simple. She's talking about, you know, popcorn residue when you do popcorn in the air pop or something like that.
Right, no, in the brown and the bag,
yeah.
Sure.
And so, you invert the cup and twice on the counter, and it's clean. I mean, it's just clean. What's going to happen? What are the measuring cup police going to...
Have you never watched any cooking shows? I know I don't cook, but... I love watching the shows. You're supposed
to
clean
so
them.
Much work. It's so much work.
Do you have a dishwasher?
437
You 16. Have a dishwasher.
Who puts a measuring cup in a dishwasher?
Look at me. You have you snotty ass.
Guy.
Guy that doesn't.
All right, TK Candy.
They let me swear good over there.
I
like,
know.
Good, my good
we
stuff.
Have our
but
silly
you know what
rules.
I mean? Well, yeah, stupid rules. Anyway, yeah, you have a dishwasher. What the hell do you care? Just put it in.
437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic?
Go to ProHealth.
Post-accident physical to access your PIP?
Go to ProHealth.
Drug test?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
Occupational testing?
Go to ProHealthFL.com.
Affordable lab work or primary care?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
An affordable medical weight loss program?
ProHealth is your answer.
Need a camp or a sports physical?
Only $40 at ProHealth.
ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment.
Just walk right in.
ProHealthFL.com.
Serving Pensacola for 35 years.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 5th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital is Friday, August 25th, Center Court at Cordova Mall, presented by Hanto and Clark.
Wind Creek Casino and Hotel will match donations up to $20,000.
All the money stays right here.
Hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who have benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
Thank you to our HOPE sponsors this year, Escambia County Sheriff's Office, International Paper, and Penn Air Credit Union.
Thank you.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital. You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Join Sonia Duckett with Chill Out Cryo Spa Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Sonia will be taking your calls and discussing how you can achieve your body goals with body sculpting or pain reduction sessions at Chill Out Cryo Spa. You want to look and feel your best. Find out how Thursday at 10:30 with Chill Out Cryo Spa and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Good morning, everyone. We're here for Public Forum. Public Forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Falling one's sword means to take responsibility for something that has gone wrong, particularly to resign from one's position as a way to acknowledge responsibility for what went wrong. I believe Commissioner Parker and Chairperson Wright should tender their resignations. I'm shocked that the county attorney did not stop the fiasco that happened at the last meeting.
You know, by the way, there's a different way to approach this. When you think that somebody has done something unethical, illegal, or risky to the county or whatever, instead of saying that the county attorney's not doing their job, you could start the other way around and assume that, you know, Tom Danheiser knows full well what he's doing, and that if he didn't object to this and say that they needed to stop, that maybe it's because he knows something you don't. You know, your starting premises can shape a lot.
Who's that lady talking?
Anna Railing? I don't know. She's just a resident from Gulf Breeze. So anyway, this led to a big conversation during the Monday meeting. I would have thought Commissioner Calkins would have learned his lesson when I explained how he was the one who was the source of the problem when it came to the reevaluation of the voting on who to give the dispatch center contract to. But no, like often is the case, he just doesn't learn a lesson. So he says, look, you guys are absolutely rigging this thing, and it's bad, it stinks, it's terrible.
Don't make the issue about me ranking being an outlier and ranking Caldwell number 5 and throwing out your entire plan to get Caldwell the bid.
But that is what you did.
Because that's what you basically all said based on your comments on July 27th when you so-called modified, which I would say rigged, the process.
Y'all rigged the process! Well, they tried to unrig your rigging of the process because you're the one who tried to tank Caldwell by giving them a 5 as like the Russian judge for gymnastics. You know, like that's the whole problem is that you thought you got away with something good where you could, my interpretation, dig at your enemy, Dan Shebler, who's the medical examiner's office operations manager, because Caldwell's doing the medical examiner's office. Like, it's so silly and dumb. There's no other justification for it. Otherwise, you would have given it, which you have not given it yet. I would love to have a county commissioner ask him for his justification of scoring them last, dead last, which, again, the county commission came back and fixed all of that stuff. But, okay, this is where it gets entertaining because after they're going on about all of this stuff.
So if you follow your own process, we'd be good. But, you know, respectfully, that's what wasn't what happened. And, you know, when it comes to ethics and honesty, I will tattoo grandstand on my forehead if that's what it takes. Okay?
Somebody says I'll pay for it. I think it was Sam Parker.
Cool kid tattoo right down the road in my district.
Cool kid tattoo right down the road in our district. So he talked for like 10 minutes and nobody interrupted him.
I called Caldwell and I informed him, hey, you know what? We veered away from the system where we tiered it. Three commissioners. Three. So you want to say we rigged it? I mean, hey, let's go ahead. We rigged it because one of those three was Commissioner Eddington. There's your buddy too, so you might as well go ahead and point the fingers at all four of us. Okay? And so, no.
Eddington did not vote for.
Please don't interrupt.
You can't say he rigged it because he.
Oh my God.
Commissioner Calkins, no one interrupted you on your long diatribe of half truths.
That's true.
So let him finish.
They let you talk for 10 minutes uninterrupted about all of this nonsense.
I told staff to put it on that Monday agenda, but I wasn't here, and so staff made a judgment call that I fully support that said, hey, you're not going to be here Monday again. It takes a commissioner to bring it up, so I brought it up Thursday. There was nothing new to it or whatever. So, listen, that's how it happened. I did it. You can get up here. I'd be glad to go pay for your tattoo that says grandstand on your forehead, okay? Because I know you won't be a man of your word because you just said that if that's what it takes, and I said it would.
And I kid you not, somebody texted me a picture of James Calkins with the, like, script sort of gang writing font that says right. Grandstand across his forehead with the teardrop tattoo underneath his cheek.
Pretty funny. It's like thug life, but it's on his forehead.
Calkins life. It's pretty hilarious.
Here's the thing. You can get up here and you can try to burn down the institution to make yourself look good because you're so worried about getting reelected next year. It's ridiculous. I've been here for 7 years, and guess what? Our board makes mistakes. We're an imperfect system. Okay, but we're trying to work forward to making it better, and then you want to turn it into this, run Carrie down, run Colton down, run me down, whatever, okay? That's fine. You're James. You're almighty, okay? But let's move on.
You're almighty. There might be some difference of opinion about that. It's 8:57 here on News Radio 92.3, so there's a little bit of the drama yesterday at the meeting. I would imagine there's going to be more.
I love it.
Coming up on Thursday, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing, 477-8782. And not showing a lot right now. Cervantes clear through the curve on Scenic Highway. And Summit Boulevard also not showing any accidents. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Script grandstand tattoo and teardrop run a person these days.
I imagine that if you wanted a nice tattoo, sure, $400 or $500 if you're okay. Gonna get it on your forehead.
So I think probably
nor
go
do
fund
I recommend
me is in order
it.
Here, don't you think?
No, I don't. I think you're being funny and don't anybody start one.
That would be the quickest fundraiser ever. Hey, if you're thinking about buying a home or selling a home, you want good advice, you want an expert, somebody who's good at the process, gets it and will give you their honest opinion. That's Christina Leavenworth. She sold 230 homes last year. That's amazing. And only doing this like, what, six years, I think she's been selling homes. So fantastically effective at this. So if you're thinking about buying, of course, and especially if you're thinking about buying for the first time, great resource. Like, she can help you with all of it and make sure that it gets done right and, you know, kind of warn you off of maybe this one's out of your price range, but really help you figure out, well, we can negotiate on that. We can't really negotiate on that. I mean, I remember when we bought our first home, the idea of having, because we had a really, I'll just say it, not great realtor. But if we'd have had Christy, oh my God, it would have been fantastic. Anyway, she's great. And if you're thinking about selling, same thing. You want advice, input, and all that, she'll take care of you. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. All right, time for a quick future news. Will the Burgosh tax be publicly released? Will we get the Burgosh tax eventually? I haven't done the records request yet. I plan to do it today. Will we get them?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we have to because we already have the real record to compare it with. Dawn Molinaro, city clerk. Is this going to be on the discussion night in Milton? Do you think she keeps her job?
Yes.
Second time through, there's a whole new report. We talked about this. Oh, man. I don't know. It's down to really Jason Vance. That's going to be the question. I say it's a coin flip for her tonight.
You can go ahead and talk, David, because I screwed something up. I'm so sorry.
Should we do some more? We can do more. Will Woodbine fixes at the south end on Highway 90 and at the north end at Five Points? Actually, have any substantial impact on the traffic flow?
I don't know.
Small. Yeah, it's something. I mean, it's something. It's the precursor to everything
else.
This
is me. This is I did this by mistake.
Oh, that's fine.
David has some
David's
great news
got to see. Come on,
coming
David.
Up.
I do have some news coming up. Well, we'll tell you when the work is going to start on Woodbine
Listen
Road.
On air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Election today in Ohio on a ballot question.
For state issue one, making it more difficult to lock in the abortion rights.
That's Fox's Mike Tobin. Former Vice President Pence has become the eighth Republican to qualify for the first presidential debate 2 weeks from tomorrow. And Fox's Bill Hemmer reports.
Pence's spokesperson came out and said this. Mike Pence made quick and easy work of the donor threshold, and he's looking forward to a substantive debate about the issues important to the American people. Hopefully, former President Trump has the courage to show up.
Now, the former president and frontrunner in the race has suggested he might skip the debate. The day after storms hit from the south to the northeast, Maryland Governor Wes Moore just said,
"This is going to take some time to fix. The damage from last night is significant."
I mean, an